mix with On the Beat.
See what you can do.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's Zisu back again. E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. This is episode 104. Today we'll be talking about trailers of Comic-Con. And as always, the week in sports, the week in Funko and collecting, weekly Star Wars moment, and our weekly random movie and song recommendations. But before I go any further, back from a week on the road at San Diego Comic-Con, before he hits the road again, it's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? We are back with the quickness. You just heard our day three wrap up, and we're trying to stay on schedule, so, or our weekly schedule. So, this is, what day? Wednesday. So, next time you hear our voices, won't be till next week. So, oh my God.
Right.
All right. I'm sorry. I got lost. We are going to be talking about the not all of them, but most of the
not all of them.
Comic-Con trailers that dropped during San Diego. So which one do you want to start out with? There was a few big ones.
I want to kick it off with Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, The Crimes of Grindelwald. If you've been listening to us for a while, you know I use this as one of the challenge films for the Nez here, and I was glad he finally got to watch that, so he'll be able to partake in this one. And just a little quick background for me, all this journeying, we've been listening to another podcast, Binge Mode. They've been breaking down the whole Harry Potter series. We're through the first three books and movies, Stone, Chamber, and Azkaban. So we're all versed up on this. So it was exciting to me to see this trailer, to see how they are pulling together some strings from the Potter universe and the history of the Wizarding World. Most notably, I'll go right to the end of the trailer, Nicholas Flamel, who, if that sounds familiar, they dropped his name a whole ton in Sorcerer's Stone or Philosopher's Stone, whatever you want to call it. So I was talking with Jade before we even saw this about the idea, like, Flamel's going to be in this next Fantastic Beasts, right? And there he was, so that was cool to see. But overall, what did you think about this trailer, or did you get a chance to see it?
I saw the one that was in the theater, but then they had a new one that they had for Con.
Yeah, they got a new one just for the Con.
It was cool. Little more Johnny Depp in this one. And it's...
Yep.
I can't wait to see it. I mean, that first one was amazing. And I didn't see that one until we did the Up to the Challenge. So I'm all caught up and everything. So I can't wait for this one to come out.
Yeah, same here. Just seeing a few of the beasts, like the Niffler, the Return of the Niffler. I'm excited that that beast will be making another appearance. Just seeing all the characters, the actor that played Kowalski. He's on the Goldbergs all the time. That actor. That's the uncle on the Goldbergs, to see his return and his involvement in it. And Queenie, amazing character. So, yeah, I'm just so excited. Can't wait for that. I think it might be the film I'm most excited for. That's what I wanted to kick it off with. But if I could suggest one more to you before you choose the one after this. How about Aquaman?
Yeah, man. I think this was one that I was really looking forward to. I loved Jason Momoa in the hell was that one? Justice League. Yeah, the movie wasn't the best, but We both liked it. I know there was a lot of people out there that just hated it. And with what Zack Snyder and those guys are doing, yeah, they're going, I don't know what they're trying to do, but hopefully James Wan can save it, man, because I love James Wan. If you guys know who he is, he's made some amazing films. All his horror stuff is top-notch. And this one was pretty sweet, man. I liked what we're going to see. I love that we're going to get what's his nuts in it? The bad guy.
The like Ray guy?
The bad dude.
The Ray guy?
The hell's his name?
The one with the red eyes?
Mantis, I believe. I could be wrong. Someone's probably yelling at me. Someone's yelling at me, but I like what's going on, man. I mean, it looks awesome. So we do get awesome Dolph Lundgren in it, so you can't go wrong there. Ivan Drago himself. Right. So that's going to be badass. And Amber Heard as Mara. She's amazing. I loved her. Nicole Kidman as Queen Atlanta. I guess that's how you say her name. And, we're getting Randall Parks jumping into the DC universe. We just had him in Ant-Man.
So, I'm not mad at that.
all right. I mean, you got to get paid, so... but I can't.
Right,
I
no
can't.
Doubt. And just the vibe of it, it seemed like they've heard the backlash, too dark for BBS and some of these other ones, too dark. Everybody responded well to Wonder Woman especially. So it looks like they're keeping it, for the most part, real light with this one. They're playing into Jason Momoa's more comedic side, and he's the reluctant hero. He doesn't want to do this, but there's a line I think Mira drops about, like, he's of both worlds, which makes him, like, perfect for this. And the other moment, the end of the trailer when jumps out the plane and he's like, oh, she'd have a parachute. And Momoa is like, redhead, gotta love him. And he follows her out.
Yeah, that looks pretty awesome. Black Manta, that's the dude. I'm sorry, everyone.
That's it.
I can't. Oh, man, I was getting confused with something else. Black Manta is... Ooh. I'm going to try with this name.
He looks cool.
Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. I think that's how you say his name. So we've had him. He was a Cadillac in the Get Down.
Oh wow!
I guess he's gonna be in the Watchmen TV series. Baywatch, was that the movie? I don't remember that movie too much, but yeah, he was Cadillac in the Get Down. Oh okay, I knew I'd seen him somewhere before.
Right. But,
I'm excited for this. I mean, I like what we're going to see. It looks good to me, but I know there's going to be the doubters. I think what made me a little hype for this is finding out James Wan was directing this.
Yes.
So, the little things, the little booth they had for it at Comic-Con looked cool. I can't remember who was. I don't know if it was Mattel or whoever. Does the DC stuff. They had a little photo op booth there where you can hold the whatever Aquaman's pitchfork is called. I can't remember. They had the little toys. I thought that was cool. They had Black Manta up in the air. It kind of looked like an underwater scene, so I thought that was pretty cool. And I like what I see. I know they're going the comedy route again with this.
And I'm good with that.
So we'll see. What I'm not good with is when they showed Aquaman underwater when he was in Justice League, they weren't really talking. And now, because I was wondering, like, well, if they're not going to be talking in this, how are they going to be talking underwater in this next one? And it's
right.
The little bit they show in the trailer seems like it's just going to be.
They're just doing it, right? Yeah, they're just going to talk.
Oh, what the hell with it and just talk and just.
Right.
add the underwater thing. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But the trailer looks cool. I'm excited. I believe they stole the idea from Austin Powers. I don't know if there's lasers on the sharks, but they kind of they. I think they look pretty cool.
Yeah.
I saw the toys before I saw the trailer. The great white sharks have these like kind of harness thing, metal harness things around them, so the aqua people are riding around on them. So it looks pretty awesome. I can't wait to see that. So Aquaman comes out, I believe,
right before Christmas. I think December 21st.
Was it? Yeah, December. Yeah, December 21st. Oh, whatchamacallit comes out in April. Fantastic Beasts.
No, that didn't come out in November.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking. I watched so many trailers, dude. I don't know. Oh no! I'm sorry. Shazam, that comes out.
Right.
That
right.
comes out April 5th next right. year. Okay, I knew yeah. there was something. But Shazam looks awesome. Did we talk about
that? Yeah. Yeah, let's roll right into it.
Okay, no, I thought we already talked about. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Aquaman, December, and it looks awesome. And keeping it with the DC, we're gonna roll into Shazam. What did you think of it?
I was definitely hesitant right off the bat. I did hear reaction to it first, both on the con floor and in articles that seemed a little hesitant about it. But once I watched it. If you make it its own little thing, its own little corner, maybe the movie can be fun. I'm definitely willing to give it a chance. A little hesitant, but, you know, it looks like they're trying to have fun with it, too. Even more fun than I would say Aquaman. Aquaman still got its action and whatnot, but this the Shazam looks like it's almost straight-out comedy. So, I don't know. What do you think?
I wasn't a fan of Chuck and not too
right.
Zachary Levi, but I'll see it. It looks like a fun movie, so we'll see how it goes. I don't remember Shazam being this comedy oriented, full of
right.
comedy, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I know DC is kind of just really pushing a lot of their movies, not the TV stuff, the movies, the comedy route. But it looks like a is it PG or PG-13?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's PG-13, because I don't know if you can get away with action these days like without the PG-13.
Because it seems like a more of a comedy. I mean, more of a
yeah.
a family vibe that
definitely.
That I'm getting from this trailer.
Yeah, definitely. With the whole scene in the gas station and whatnot, and leaving with the sodas.
Yeah, as far as the Billy Batson character, okay, but I don't know, man. We'll see. I mean, this is just for
yeah.
a trailer. We still got plenty of time. It was cool to see Jack Dylan Grazer, Eddie from It. He's Billy's friend, Freddie Freeman.
Friend, yeah.
So that's cool. But I don't know. I don't. Just from the trailer, I don't know what they're gonna do with the whole thing. I mean, it just seems like it's just comedy. It's gonna be a comedy because. Right now, it's on IMDb. It's listed as action, fantasy, sci-fi. That's pretty much what it's gonna be. But this whole trailer was funny. I see Adam Brody's in it. That doesn't list who he is. So I like Adam Brody, so that'd be cool. But as far as the look of Shazam,
okay, it's got that interesting bolt on the chest thing. It's like glowing, right?
I don't know if they're gonna call him Captain Marvel, but
no way, they wouldn't dare, especially with Marvel's Captain Marvel about to come out in March.
I mean, I think they still can. I mean, that was his character's name.
Right.
So I don't think they're going to avoid not calling him that. Who knows? I don't know. Because Shazam was more of just when he turned into Captain Marvel. Right. That's what Billy would say. He would yell, Shazam! And then they turn into Captain Marvel. So, but right. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see once we sit down and watch the movie.
Right.
On to the next one. Which way do you want to go?
You know, it was the kids. The kids. I should have known when they told me. They called me Mr. Glass.
I remember I didn't watch the trailer. There's no way we didn't get into anything in Hall H. I didn't right. see anything. I didn't want to see anything because there was just too much going on for right. us. So, oh my God. I can't wait.
Can't wait
for this one to come out. I have no idea why Anya Taylor-Joy is back. Yeah, she's an awesome actress, but why are you bringing her back? Yeah, she escaped. What's his nuts? James McAvoy's character.
I think because she actually did have a connection with him. As crazy as that sounds, like that movie was all about her like getting away from him, but she actually like did relate to them. So I think they're playing with that angle.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe there'll be some kind of a twist at the end involving her. But Sarah Paulson, for you American Horror Story fans, I tapped out on the last season. Cult. Right. She was her character was killing me. I'm probably gonna eventually go back and finish the whole season. I think I got halfway through and I just couldn't handle her character that season. I've liked Sarah Paulson in the previous seasons, but in Cult, I was like, oh, you're killing me. it was good to see her pop up on the screen first. And, oh, man, I think I'm more excited to see James McAvoy's character the most. If you guys yeah. remember, he was Kevin. He was the Beast. Patricia, Dennis, Barry, Hedwig, Jade, Orwell, Henrik. Oh, man, there was numerous other characters he was with his old split personality. And going back to that movie Split, not knowing anything that or have any idea that it was going to tie into the whole Unbreakable with David Dunn and Mr. Glass, Elijah Price, having no idea that it was going to go into that. And I was like, when we reviewed that, whenever that came out, which blew me away. Oh my God. I can't believe it. Now we're getting, we finally got the first look at, this for the next installment, the third movie in the, now you can call it a trilogy, but we're not getting this until January 18th, of next year. So I'm hoping they don't put too much in the trailers. Just,
right.
Leave it at this one. Maybe give us another one and then just let us wait. Because I hate when they put too much in the trailers. So,
yeah, they always do. It's terrible.
Yeah, we'll see where we're going to go from here with this series. Oh, my God. I can't wait. And the next one that I'm really, really super excited for is Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Ah, yes.
We got 11 in there. Millie Bobby Brown, she pops yep. up in there. And we're excited if you had seen the end of Kong Skull Island.
I love that ending. It's one of probably my favorite end of movie tag they've ever done in movies.
They show you Mothra and Gamera on the... on the walls, as well as Godzilla, and we see that's what we get in this trailer, man. We see a frozen Gamera, which I thought was awesome. We get a little bit of Mothra, not too much. I think one of the pictures of that I've seen before this trailer came out was the shot of Godzilla looking straight up in that
Yeah.
It's not
the beam.
Yeah, it's not flames anymore. I don't know what you want to call it now. Radioactive stuff. Yeah.
Beam.
I did love the Shin Godzilla one more. But this is Godzilla. I'm going to see it. I hope there's more Godzilla in it, because that last one, he was only in it for like 2 seconds. And it was all just backstory of everyone else. It was cool to see Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah.
It was good to see him in there. He plays Chief Warrant Officer Barnes.
The bro from the main guy from Silicon Valley. I seen him in the trailer.
Which one was he?
Just early in the trailer, right after you see Ice Cube's son, you see him. They flash his face. He's the one doing all the like the Verizon commercials now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I had no idea she was going to be in this, but it was awesome to see her pop up on the screen. I always have problems seeing her name, like a Z-I or Z-A, Zhang.
Yeah.
You might have known her from Rush Hour 2 or Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. She's in this. Oh, she was also in the Netflix one that came out earlier this year, Cloverfield Paradox.
Cloverfield. Yeah.
She was in that. And... oh, man, I can't wait for this, man. I mean, if you guys know me, I love all these kaiju monsters and just giant monsters in general. And Godzilla is my all-time favorite. Maybe not this Americanized version stuff. I love more of the old-school Godzillas. And I can't wait for this. I mean, it's just going to hype me up just more for King Kong versus Godzilla when that comes out. I think... 2020 is when they were saying that one comes out. So we'll see, man. I'm all on board.
Where's Loki, though?
Huh?
Where's Loki? Where's Captain Marvel? Where's Brie Larson?
And Godzilla?
From the... Well, because whatever, they Kong Skull Island. Doesn't this relate to that?
I don't know. We'll see. I want to say yeah. But I don't know if they're going to show them, because if that was way back in the, 60s? Because that was during Vietnam.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, obviously. This is more modern set, right?
Yeah, this is more 2019.
So. Oh, okay. Maybe they are in it. Did you notice Tywin Lannister, the father Lannister in the trailer?
He was in it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to have much.
Maybe that's Loki.
I have much to do in it, but I don't know, man. We'll see. Good to see that Vera
Farmiga.
Good to see her in there. Awesome to see her. If you guys know, she's in Bates Motel. She was Norma Bates, and she was what's her nuts in the Conjuring films. Warren. What the hell was her last name? Or the Warrens. Or Lorraine. Lorraine Warren. If you guys have seen those two movies. Man. I can't wait for this. I mean, I love Godzilla. So it's just... When's this? When did I say this was coming? May 31st, 2010. We got a long time from now.
We got a long time.
So... All right. Moving on. Did you watch the Clone Wars trailer?
I did, and I was very excited. I really wish I would have been in the room. I had that on my list, but being that was the first day of the con for us, and it was like right there at noon, we had so much else going on, running in and out, trading badges, so... didn't make it, but I imagine that must have been amazing, because they were like, probably like, yeah, we got something to show you, and they showed it and basically revealed that it's coming back, and it was incredible. You got a chance to watch it?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Okay, cool.
It's not a movie, it's just a TV show coming back?
Yeah, it's the TV show coming back, which what happened with that was interesting. Clone Wars was in full swing, it was doing well, season after season, but it was running when Lucas decided to sell Lucasfilm to Disney. So that was early in the year that happened. Clone Wars ran off its episodes. And then once Disney acquired it, they decided to do their own thing, which ended up becoming Rebels, which it was the same team, but it was connected, but it was like Disney putting their stamp on it. So they did leave a little bit of untold stories. Some of those ended up on going straight to Netflix. They did a whole series of Clone Wars episodes that went straight to Netflix, and those are pretty good. They're mostly standalone episodes, but this looks like it's pretty interesting because it went on to show that Ahsoka does reconnect with Anakin and Obi-Wan, and at least by message, like they show in the trailer before Revenge of the Sith. But it's clear that their looks, their style, exactly their looks right before Revenge of the Sith. So, yeah.
So when they bring this to the end, are they going to kill her?
No. Well, I mean, spoiler, but she is in Star Wars Rebels too. So
no, I mean, she's got to die before the regular Star Wars movie starts.
No, because whatever. Spoiler for Clone Wars, if you don't want to hear it, skip ahead a minute. In Clone Wars, she leaves Anakin. She leaves the Jedi Order, and that's their reasoning why she doesn't appear in Revenge of the Sith or whatever, New Hope or whatever. And she does appear again in Rebels, which is set in the time of the Rebellion from between New Hope and Return of the Jedi. That's the Rebels timeline, so she also appears in that. So this character, yes, it does. She does have a future. So, yeah.
So they could bring her back into the regular timeline with the movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If they chose to. Right. Basically, during Revenge of the Sith, Rogue One, New Hope, all that, Ahsoka's out there. She's just, you know, not with where we're at in the story. She's, you could almost say, like, you know, the way the Jedi were on the run after Revenge of the Sith. So, well, yes.
Good to know that she can come back. The little trailer was cool. What was that, in Ballroom 20?
Actually, it was in, like, the next one down, like, one of those, like, 24 A, B, C, D or whatever. So, yeah, that was another reason why I didn't even try, because I was like, it's getting close, but I was like, no way, that room's too small.
Well, that's coming, so.
Yeah, to Disney's streaming service, which now has two Star Wars shows in development. They sold me on it, I'm 100% in on all that, but yeah, they got Jon Favreau's live action show, and now Return of Clone Wars for 12 episodes. So, yay, Star Wars.
Well, that's coming back. If you guys have seen the first Purge film, there was a teaser at the end of the film. I didn't see it because I had to go to the bathroom. And that was for the Purge TV series. And they had a Comic-Con trailer. I don't know. I don't know about it making it into a TV series. I'll watch it. It's only gonna be 10 episodes. I believe it's gonna be on USA. And
you can try it out.
I don't know. I just don't. What I've seen in this trailer, I'm not liking. I'll give it a shot. If it's good, I'll continue. I don't know. I don't know when this is taking place in the timeline. Is it before the first movie, or is it after the third film, election year? I don't know.
Right.
So, but I don't know.
Did you see the store experience that was by Petco, the Port Purge store?
I saw the store. I didn't go in.
Okay.
There was always a big old line. So
yeah,
it was like Purge City or something.
Yeah.
I seen it. It was connected to Petco. I didn't go in. That line was too crazy. But I wasn't digging the trailer. So, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, at least try it.
Well, we'll see where it goes. Keeping with TV, did you watch the Iron Fist teaser?
I did not, but I can pull it up if you want to start talking about it.
Just pull it up and watch it. It's only like not even a minute.
Okay.
I liked Iron Fist. I know a lot of people didn't like the first season.
I did too.
I liked it. Yes, it was slow, and I didn't think Danny Rand was his martial arts skill were the best. Finn Jones. I did like him when he popped. He was badass in the Defenders. I thought he did a little more work in that. But when he popped up in towards the end of Luke Cage season two, he was only in one episode, man. But he was badass in that. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to this next season. Just a little trailer. It just shows him kicking ass and telling that this is his city, or I take it his part of the city. For some reason, these three crime fighters, well, four if you throw in Jessica Jones, can't seem to hook up. And if you've been to New York, if you've been to New York City, it's not that big. So,
right.
I don't understand why they can't be the Defenders all the time. So
right.
I mean, Hell's Kitchen is only like a few blocks away from Harlem, so it's not like Luke Cage can't run a few blocks over and help out Matt. But spoiler alert, if you haven't seen The Defenders, we might think there's an end to Daredevil. We'll just wait. I guess we got to wait for season three, because they didn't even touch on it in Luke Cage. Hopefully we'll see if they touch on his deal, Daredevil's in this. This is comes out I want to say September
7th.
Yeah.
Yeah, September 7th.
The new series, the new season. So I can't wait. I'm definitely going to watch it when it first comes out, when it first comes on, cuz I really loved the first season. So
yeah, looks good. I'm excited. I too enjoyed the first season. I thought it was cool. I think the character's cool, and I liked his performance. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, did you watch the trailer for Oasis? That's gonna be on, or no, sorry, not Oasis. Origin.
That's gonna be on
YouTube Red.
Just right before we recorded this, it has Draco Malfoy in it, and he hasn't been in a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I kept seeing posters for that all over the place and had no idea what it was. All I know is I kept seeing, what's his nuts? Draco. So I was like, all right, whatever. And then I really looked at the poster and I saw that it was going to be on Netflix. So, well, we'll see, because I couldn't even tell you what was going on in this trailer. A group of strangers struggle for survival aboard a spaceship heading to a distant planet. This stars Tom Felton. I don't know his name, doesn't say, but you all know him as Draco Malfoy.
Yep.
A Philip Christopher, he plays, I don't even try that name. And Nora Erinesender, I think that's how you say her last name. It just says Ray. But right now, yeah, man, I don't know what the hell's going on in this trailer. It looked cool. I mean, all the special effects and everything. I thought it was going to be kind of like a Star Trek type of deal, from what I was getting. I mean, just looking at the poster. But I don't know, man. We'll see. I'll definitely check it out for you YouTube Red subscribers. That's where it's going to be. So, and I'm sure it'll be everywhere once it airs.
Yeah.
But to hype up another show on YouTube, Red, if you guys haven't watched it yet, Cobra Kai.
I still need to see it.
My number one show of 2018.
I really want to see it too.
Nothing has come close to beating it. That's the leader right now on my TV for 2018. But yeah, when did I say this comes out? I'm not seeing anywhere, but I don't know. As soon as it comes out, I'm going to give it a shot. So I'll let you guys know. Because I'm not sure when it comes out. But that's a YouTube original, Origin.
Awesome. Real quick to jump in there, I'm kind of browsing YouTube, looking at making sure we're covering all these trailers. Did you see John Cena was hidden as Bumblebee? And did you actually see him walk around and just go right by him?
I haven't seen anyone dressed up as Bumblebee. All I saw was the big one that was, or the big one that they had standing up.
Yeah, Cena dressed up as Bumblebee and walked around the con.
Oh, well, that's cool. I know that Amy Farrah Fowler, Blossom, Mayim Bialik from Big Bang Theory, she put on a Spider-Man mask and had a Yankee hat on, and she walked around the floor with her boys because there's no way she could just walk around without everyone mobbing her. So, but I didn't see Bumblebee walking around, or all I saw was that other thing.
Right.
But they had a panel and everything, and from the footage, I was just watching Collider, and those guys were saying, "Oh man, it looks good. They're gonna do it right. They're finally," or he said, "they're finally doing it right." I won't believe that until I see it. And as far as them finally doing it right, it's too late. You already did it wrong. So I'm just gonna take it for what it is. I mean, I liked what's going on. The trailer looked cool, and he's a slug bug instead of a Camaro or whatever the hell he was. So I'm all for it.
Next one on deck. Did you watch the little? And this came out actually right before we arrived at the con. The Stranger Things teaser for season 3.
I haven't. Oh no! Is that the commercial for the mall?
The mall.
Yeah, I did see it. You see Steve in the commercial, and that's how. Yeah. For those of you that weren't alive in the '80s, that's how the commercials were.
Yeah.
Like that and stupid. It was exactly like that. Whoever's running this whole the '80s department of the Stranger Things series, yeah, right on. You guys are doing it good, but I think you guys still need to do a little bit of homework on some of the songs you choose, because the timeline, you're
right. They just choosing the song over the proper year.
It's not fitting. So get that right. Get that together. it was cool. I like that that little teaser or whatever it was. It has nothing to do with the show, I believe. They're going to be running wild in a mall now. So that's cool.
Right.
It seems like that's like that mall's new to the town. So. That'll be awesome. And seeing Steve in the commercial with his, I don't know who he was working for, but his little uniform and the hat looked kind of stupid. But I can't wait.
It was interesting at the Funko Fun Days, which I really wish I'd have been able to attend. It looked like they were really going Stranger Things themed, especially like Snowbell Ball Prom thing, whatever, from the show's second season. And they had Hopper show up and a bunch of other stuff. And they did a lot of giveaways, Stranger Things. And I know a lot of the tables, not everybody got it, but a lot of the boxes or the tables, they gave out Steve in his little outfit and the other girl that was with him in the commercial, who, unless I'm wrong, she's a new character for season 3. I don't remember her in the first two seasons.
I don't either.
So, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, we're coming close to the end with the trailers that I watch. I got a couple more.
Yeah.
Did you see DC Titans?
I saw DC's Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
No, this is the TV show that's going to be on their streaming service.
No, I didn't.
It's basically Teen Titans, but the live action version.
Right.
This was something that had everybody, not everyone, all the uptight people and some of the parents in an uproar, because there is a scene in it where you see Robin. It actually looks kind of good. I'm kind of interested in seeing this. Robin's fighting these bad guys, and then one of them mentions, "Hey, where's Batman?" And Robin just kind of looks at the camera and says, "Fuck Batman."
Ha! Huh.
And just that.
Wow.
One word blew up all the people that can't just handle words and all the parents. Oh my God, how can you say this? Robin is this. And now we can't watch the show. It looked pretty violent too, because there's one scene where someone gets their neck stepped on and you can hear a crack. So
that
scene right there and the vulgar language that came out of the Boy Wonder, Dick Grayson, I'm all for it. I remember walking by the DC booth, they had this big screen there, and this was trailing, but you couldn't, or showing, but you couldn't hear it, because I wasn't too sure what it was. I was like, does Robin get in his own movie, or is this Nightwing? I didn't stick around to watch the whole thing. I just saw him on the screen fighting. And oh my God, man, it looks cool. I have no idea when in the DC timeline this takes place. This is the DC TV timeline. So I assume this don't got nothing to do with the movies. The kid that plays Dick Grayson is a Benton the Waities, I think that's how you say his name. He was in that movie The Giver. He was in one of the Pirates movies. Gods of Egypt. He was in Maleficent. Someone said, Tiga said he was like Prince Charming and something. I don't know. Those are the only things that I recognize. I mean, when he first popped on the screen, I remember seeing this kid somewhere. So we will see what's going on. I had no idea DC was coming out with their own streaming service.
Right. So,
but this is going to be on there, and if none of you guys are going to have it, don't worry. It'll be out there after it airs. And
right.
Most likely that's how I'm going to watch it. But it looked interesting. I'm going to check it out. I believe it comes out sometime this year. Doesn't say a release date, just says 2018. So
okay.
I'm intrigued. It was pretty much all filmed up in Canada, Toronto, Ontario. That's pretty much where all DC films, all their TV series. I mean, I was a big fan of Smallville, and that was all filmed up there. So this looks cool, man. I can't wait for it to come out. It's going to be 13 episodes, and yeah, that's DC Titans.
Awesome.
You got any more?
No, I guess not.
Well, I got one more, and this one probably made me the maddest.
Okay.
This is Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I assume it's Cartoon Network. No, it's Nickelodeon. Have you seen the trailer or any images of them?
I'm going to look at it right now.
It looks horrible.
Okay, I see it. Yeah, it's like that. A lot of animation is looking like this. There's a lot of sharp edges. It's very flat 2D style. Yeah.
I don't know why.
Now that I see it moving, it also is like very wacky.
Super fast.
Yeah.
I don't know why Raphael's so big. I don't like that he has the full bandana
mask.
The full
head.
Oh my god.
He did that in the live action one though too, didn't he?
Yeah, in the first one. But it just I know they sold the rights to whoever to make all this, but I still hope that those guys are still getting some kind of back end.
Eastman and Laird?
Yeah, getting some kind of back end out of this.
I'm sure.
Because, oh my God, this looked like a train wreck. It was a big mess. I will give it a couple episodes. I'd like to see. It says it's only 4 episodes long. Why don't they just make it a movie? I thought it was going to be a movie at first when I first heard about it.
Huh. Yeah, 1 season, 4 episodes.
I don't know. So, what are they, half-hour episodes or hour or what?
Yeah, I don't know. That's strange. Is this what John Ralphio and Big Head from that we described that first night? You saw Big Head. I didn't. Is that what they're there for? Is that
Josh Briner? He's Donnie.
Yeah.
John Ralphio. He's Leo. Leonardo, he's my favorite, so okay, John Raphael, I'll have to watch it.
Oh, maybe wow. That'll redeem it for you. Maybe the voice work will be enough.
I don't know. But yeah, Josh Briner, or however you say his name, that's the guy that we seen Wednesday night, or I seen when we were walking out of the Hilton hotel. I saw
him. Yeah, big head.
I said, hey, there's that one dude. And then you guys turned around, didn't know who I was talking about. I couldn't remember his name. He was with, I don't know, him and his girlfriend, I guess. They were walking into the hotel. So, but I don't know. It's only four episodes. I don't know if I'll get through all four of them, but I'll give it a shot. That is Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Four mutant turtle brothers go on adventures where they end up tapping into mystic ninja powers.
So they're changing the whole origin?
I don't know. if this is Shredder.
I know how you are with that stuff.
If this is Shredder right here, oh my God.
What is it? What does it look like?
I don't know. It looks horrible. let me look into this cast because I see John Cena's name here. If he's Shredder, I don't know. I don't see. Oh no, John Cena is Baron. That's not Shredder. It's some other.
Baron, I was gonna guess Draxium. Bebop or Rocksteady for him for Cena.
No, Baron Draxium. That's who John Cena is gonna be. He's only in one episode.
Figures.
I don't know, man. We'll see. April O'Neil is voiced by Kat Graham. She is, I believe she's a black actress. She's in Vampire Diaries. She was in All Eyes on Me. 17 again. I do not recognize this gal at all, so I don't know. But and it does look like April O'Neil is a young black woman in this series, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, those just the trailer. I remember when, Eric and I were walking through the floor, and I saw pictures of it, and I remember just going, "Oh, I don't like how they look." And
right
now, I watched the trailer, and now I'm like, but John Raphael, Ben Schwartz. Hopefully, he
might redeem it for you.
What? He's only in three episodes?
No way.
That's what it says.
Leo.
That's what it says. Raphael and Leo are only in three episodes, and the other two, Donnie and Mikey, are in all four.
Huh. Well, maybe there's like a feature, like adventure for two of them.
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. I don't know either.
All right, everybody. As there was a ton of other trailers going on. But we kind of hit you with the big movies.
Yeah,
and big ones. Some of the TV series that we're interested in. I know there was a Riverdale trailer. I know there was a Flash trailer.
Supergirl.
Yeah, and a ton of other TV shows and other movies as well as small movies. So you can just go on YouTube. There's whole big compilations of every Comic-Con trailer that was dropped there. Even some footage that you shouldn't have recorded, but it's on there. Get in there before it's gone.
Right.
So there wasn't any footage that I wanted to see, but we got to talk about this one. The Walking Dead. Did you watch that one?
I did not, but I think we mentioned before on one of our daily wrap-ups how we were surprised they really weren't pushing it like they normally do. They normally have the new footage running on a loop at their booth, and they didn't this year.
Yeah, I mean, the trailer, you're bringing in some new characters. You're bringing in Hutch from Fanboys. He's in it. He's also, we just talked about him in
Fantastic Beasts.
Dan Fogler. Yeah.
Whoa.
He's in it.
Whoa.
And then all your regular characters.
Do you know his character from the comics?
I'm looking up to see what his name is. It doesn't even have his listed on.
So, yeah, nobody knows yet.
I'm pretty sure that was Dan Fogler, unless someone's screaming at me. That's not him.
Oh, because I was going to say, that's a big get, considering he's doing Fantastic Beasts now.
He was at the very end of the trailer. Let me see if I could pull it up. I hate when they do these ads.
Yeah, slow you down.
I'm sure. I'm positive that was him. I know someone's yelling at me.
We'll find out in a second here.
Overall, man, what they're showing and what's his name? They were saying he's only in it for 6 episodes, as well as Maggie, Andrew Lincoln, and Lauren Cohen are leaving the show. But the trailer did start off with Rick talking to Negan, and that was a scene from the comic books. Negan is locked up. Rick looks much older, and they're just talking. I want to say there's hints of the Whisperers in this trailer, but I'm not too sure. And there's a bunch of new characters coming into it, and they show it. That is Dan Fogler. That's him. Why isn't he listed on in his IMDb? Maybe it was someone's not. Yeah, I'm on his page right now, and it doesn't say anything. It's just got his Fantastic Beasts, 30 Nights, Robot Chicken, Goldberg's. Yeah, it's not him. Dude, that is him. I just saw him in the trailer, so. Who knows how long he's going to be in it, but he's going to be in the new season. So get ready for that. But just what they showed in it, man, it looked cool. I mean, it was Walking Dead. I kind of have a feeling that it's going to get to an end soon. So
do they, in the comics, is this new character? I see her on all the covers. You were saying she's a new character. Is she like the new main character?
No, she's just someone that's in it right now.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to go on with this show. I mean, there's just so much popping in of new characters and everything. So, I don't know. We'll see. But Dan Fogler, he's in the next season of The Walking Dead. And, yeah, can't wait for it.
All right. All set on Con trailers?
Yeah, that's pretty much everything that I've seen.
Okay, cool. Before we get on to our classic normal sections, I just wanted to speak real quickly on a movie that's about to hit theaters. If you listened to our Con wrap-ups, you heard me speak on it a little bit. And I just referenced it, Teen Titans Go to the Movies comes out tomorrow.
Hey, stretch this out a little. I gotta run and do something real quick.
Okay. Stretch it out for the audience. But, Teen Titans Go to the Movies hits theaters tomorrow, at least as far as the local showings. Two theaters don't have it listed yet, so I don't know if they're even having a Thursday showing, but one theater has it listed with a 4 o'clock showing and a 6 o'clock showing. So depending on how fast you hear this, you may be able to get out to see an opening night show, but if not, I definitely want to encourage everyone to see this. It's really well done. It's a funny movie. I was glad I got to see it early and for free, and some of the cast was there. They were out on stage before. I'll have to throw that up on the East Society Facebook page for everybody to see their little intro before the movie. Even one of the voice actors, the voice of Beast Boy, he dressed up in full makeup as his character Beast Boy, so that was awesome. But it's just really lighthearted, it's funny, it's super meta. I saw somebody else's review where they wrote and they said, like, meta is the new normal now. And just the other day, just out of curiosity, when I was looking for times, I couldn't help but notice on the Fandango app that the Tomatoes score was 100%. And that's bound to drop. There's always going to be a critic that doesn't like any film. So that's bound to drop. But that's a pretty incredible endorsement right off the bat. And I would say that I echo that. I'm glad it paid off for us. If you listen to our con wrap-up, you heard the story of how me and Eric spent almost 3 hours in pursuit of these tickets in lines outside the con that took us all over before we finally secured them. And we almost didn't. Eric didn't pull a winning ticket. And then I did, thankfully. And then when we both stepped up to the table, they handed us both two sets of tickets. So that worked out rather well. And I was very thankful because it could have all been for nothing. So, but yeah, it's just a really fun movie. There's some songs in it that are really funny. I've already downloaded one. I think I'll use it as my random recommendation when we get to that part of the episode. But yeah, it's got a lot of surprises. If you're just a comic book fan, a culture fan, and in my opinion, this is like DC done right. I know we were talking about like the lightheartedness of Aquaman and like the extreme lightheartedness of what it looks like Shazam's going to be. And yeah, I might be really down with that because, as you know, like I'm all about comic book movies. I lean towards Marvel. Marvel's what I buy in comic books. I love the MCU. I'm always, if I had to pick one of the two, I'm picking Marvel. But I'm not one of those, oh, I hate DC and I want DC to fail. No, not at all. And I was glad to see this movie kind of, I was hoping it was going to be this fun, and it really was. It was a really fun movie. And it's only like an hour and a half. I'm going to take Jade to see it again this weekend because I'm really curious. The version we saw had a scene before the movie started that was definitely for Comic-Con because they kept just talking about San Diego and everything and the references like that. So that definitely won't be in theaters. But there was a mid-credit scene, and the people that spoke before the movie said that was only for the con too, and I'm really curious to see if it was, because I feel like that was something that could have been for everybody. So once I see it again next episode, if it wasn't in the movie, I'll let everybody know what that was. I won't spoil it for now, but I have a good feeling this movie is going to end up being in my top 10 of the year. And I always like when something surprises me like this, and this one definitely did. I mean, obviously it's comic book themed and superhero themed, and you know, you would think that would end up on my list, but yeah, I had no intentions of this being on my list before I saw it. So, yeah, going to go out and see it again and then probably coming back and talk about it more next episode. But yeah, I just wanted to get that in before we moved on. And, you back, Nez?
Yeah. I'm going to go check it out. I'm probably not this weekend, but,
right.
Talking to Renee, and she was like, she goes, I think you'll like it. You should go see it.
You will. So I swear.
I'm gonna go check it out. And
yeah.
For all you parents that are flipping out over the DC Titans little trailer for the TV show, you don't have to get that streaming site. Come on, take it easy.
Yeah, watch Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, watch the cartoon and just be quiet. But as far as everything Comic-Con, there is a ton of other stuff out there. We just brought to you these last past few shows what we've seen. And so, like I said on previous shows, we can't be everywhere. If you guys have been there, it's huge. Inside, outside, every side of the con and blocks and numerous hotels, there's something going on. The only hotel we made it into, we went into Hilton, but nothing was going on then. But I went in a Marriott and saw what I saw. But yeah, I mean, but then again, next year we'll try to do a little bit more. And hopefully all of us can be in there all at once at the same time.
No doubt.
But we had a blast. We always do, no matter what. And we can't talk about San Diego Comic-Con without dedicating every con show we did to our brother, Sweet Rob, Robert Fixel.
That's right.
Amazing man. Crazy man.
Yeah.
Our brother, man. We love you, man. We miss you. I thought about you the whole time I was down there. And it's just crazy that you're not here physically here with us. We know you're here in spirit. I know you're right there with us walking around and seeing everything and doing all the crazy shit that you did while you were here. So, Sweet Rob, brother, man, we love you and we miss you.
Yes, I echo that. I'm so thankful he was there with us for one of the biggest con moments we've ever had, walking the red carpet. Who knows if we'll ever do that again, ever, be part of a Hollywood red carpet. So I was just so thankful. He's always going to be part of that memory. And just the con as a whole, like you said, he's always going to be there with us.
Crazy man.
Yeah.
That's Sweet Rob. Oh, my God. He is with us, man, brother. We know you're always with us. So, brother, rest in peace. And, we'll see you when we see you.
That's right. All right. This probably won't be too much longer, but just to get into traditional content of the show, Week in Sports. You got anything for that?
We came back from a 10-10 tie last night. Down the Lone Star State, we came back with the home run win. So that was cool.
Nice.
I just saw a quick video of that this morning. I couldn't tell you who hit it,
right?
Or
just overseen it,
or what inning it was in.
Right,
but it was cool, man. It was awesome just to see that video. So. My A's, I believe we're doing good, man. All the things that I've seen, we're looking good. So hopefully, as far as Bay Area baseball, man, we got roughed up last weekend by the Zsuz Giants, and they took the
but
series.
But then you got revenge.
Yeah, it was a. Wait, we won that series last week. I thought we lost. We won both of them.
Oh, you won both?
Oh, no, we lost the first one, and then we won the last two on the 14th, the 15th, and then same thing again. We lost the first game on the 20th, and then the 21st and 22nd, we won. They were close games, all of them, except for the first one. Then we went to Texas. We beat them down 15-3 Monday night, and then last night 13-10, and I believe we're playing right now. I wish I was down there. We still got two more games in Texas, then we go to Colorado, and we come back home and take on Toronto and Detroit. Then the Dodgers, we're home for almost two and a half weeks, and then we're off to Anaheim, and then we come back and still got a lot of baseball. Hoping to get to the game next month on Tuesday when we play the Rangers. That's Native American Heritage Night. Friend of the show, Urban Aztec, Jesse Hernandez, he did the special T-shirt for it. So hopefully we can be there. He also
have one of those.
He also did some designs for the Battle of the Bay, the Giants A's. I'll have to find that design again. I'm not sure if I reposted it, but sometime at the end of September, I'm going to shoot up to Seattle and hopefully make it up to Everett to see my brother D and walk down to Funko headquarters. It's only like a couple blocks from his house.
Awesome.
So I'm looking forward to that. So, yeah, a lot of baseball left, and hopefully we can sweep up these Rangers.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm just looking at the standings right now. The A's are 59-43, They're 7.5 back of Houston, which is probably too much to ask for, but you never know. But more realistically, they're only 1.5 games out of the wild card, so they definitely have a shot at that. As far as my Giants, we're at 52-50, and I can't be mad at that. It's over 500, even though it's right there at 500. We are 4 games back of the Dodgers. That's a little more doable, I guess you could say. But we're also 4 games back of the wild card. So I don't know. We'll see. It'll be real crucial for them to finish strong. I don't know. We'll see. But as far as NBA, seems like there's always something going on in the league, even when the season's not going. The big news that broke while we were on our way to the con when we were in L.A., got the notification that Kawhi Leonard traded from the Spurs to the Raptors for DeMar DeRozan, their star. So they had a little bit of a star swap there. So that was interesting. It was interesting to come back and see all the sports shows I DVR. They mainly for like the last week. That's been the topic of talking about them and that trade and whatnot. Also, DeMarcus Cousins introduced as a Warrior, officially showing off his zero numbered jersey. So, yeah, I think that's all I have for sports. How you been doing keeping up with WWE?
I'm looking that up right now. Since the last I've talked, we've had 2 pay-per-views. The first one was Money in the Bank. I'll get to Extreme Rules in a second. That pay-per-view was all right. I mean, there was some matches that I was like, eh. Kickoff show, I never watch because it's just never anyone too exciting. The first match, I'm going to try to run through these as quick as possible. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. Daniel Bryan won, of course. Via submission. It was an awesome match, man. I do get nervous every time Daniel gets in the ring. I just don't want him to hurt himself. But shortly after, I want to say the next day, Big Cass was dropped from the WWE lineup. He is no longer employed by Vince McMahon. And okay, I really didn't go into seeing on what happened. It's kind of funny that he is not in it and Enzo isn't in it. And I know a few shows back, I picked up the Enzo Amore and Big Cass, double pack Funkos. And now they're not in the WWE.
Neither. So, right.
That's weird. This next match, Bobby Lashley and Sami Zayn. I hate I hate Sami Zayn. I don't know. I just can't get behind him. Bobby Lashley ended up winning that one via pinfall. Bobby Lashley, man, he's a good performer, man. He's a pretty buff dude, and I like his moves. So I was happy that he won. This next one I was really looking forward to, but there's one guy that I hate. Seth Rollins is awesome, but Elias. This was for the Intercontinental Championship match. Rollins, he was the Intercontinental champ. He's still the champ. He won via pinfall. So it was still a good match. This next match was the one I think I was looking forward probably the most. This is the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Lana, Natalya, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, Ember Moon, Becky Lynch, Naomi, and Sasha Banks. Wow, these gals went hard, so hard. Even Lana, which is, yeah, she's beautiful and everything, and she can't wrestle, but, man, she even did some good moves, and she took some hard bumps, man. I was shocked at Lana, man. She really surprised me, and especially in a ladder match. That's what I was really shocked at, that she was in it. But I thought it was cool. I mean, it was awesome that they all went so hard. And Ember Moon, man, her and Naomi, man, they were taking them bumps hard on the ladder. It was good. I didn't like the outcome. That dumbass Alexa Bliss, she was Miss Money in the Bank. She won, and I was like, just made me mad. But it was overall, it was an awesome match. I'm looking at Bleacher Report, and they graded it a B+. I would have went like maybe A-, but hey, still good, still a good B, is still a good score. The next match, I just felt sorry for my man Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal. I love both of these wrestlers, but the crowd was eating them up. They were boring, and this the whole time, and you could just see no one cared. Roman Reigns ended up winning, and everyone just hates both of them. I felt sorry for him, and the match did drag on a little bit too long. They graded it a D. I would have probably gave it like maybe a C-, but hey, that's me. This next match, which I was really looking forward to, and it just the way it ended, I thought was dumb. Carmella versus Asuka for the SmackDown Women's Championship match. They were both doing really good. I mean, I liked what they did in it, but the end of it, which ruined Asuka. She should have won because they was leaning towards her, but somebody popped up onto the ring. This is all old news for all you wrestling fans already know, but this is, I just didn't get to do it yet. Someone jumped up onto the apron dressed up in Asuka's her get up, and it turned out to be James Ellsworth. If you guys know who he is, he's just some little funny, he's a little sidekick guy. He was palling around with Carmella for a while, but then he disappeared, went back to the Indies, and now he's back. And it was funny. He did the distraction. Carmella pinned Asuka, and then that was it. But Asuka was mad. She wrecked up Carmella. Then she wrecked up Ellsworth, and yeah. Ugh. The next match was AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Last Man Standing WWE Championship. This one was good. I liked it. I mean, they went really hard. They were in and out of the ring, all over the place, into the crowd, and all that. I thought it was awesome. But I think this is something we've seen over and over already. And even AJ Styles said it at the WWE panel at Comic-Con. Someone asked him, "Well, what match do you want to see?" And then someone asked AJ that, and he was kind of like, "Well, everyone wants me to wrestle Nakamura for the millionth time." So I don't know. To me, it's just getting tiring. But AJ Styles is still the champ. It was a good match, though. This next match was I think it was what everyone was waiting for. Nia Jax taking on Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship match. Man, these gals were going hard, both of them. Ronda Rousey, she's an amazing performer as a wrestler. And Nia Jax, you guys know I love her. She was doing just as good. Both of them taking hard bumps, back and forth, getting beat up. But then dumbass Alexa Bliss came running in, cashed in her money in the bank. And now she pinned Nia Jax, and she's the Raw Women's Champion. I called it. I did call it, if you guys remember. I said, look, neither of them are going to win. Or someone's going to come in and cause something. So out of Ronda and Nia, nobody won. Because it was when Alexa Bliss came running in, it was like disqualification. The match was over. But since she knocked Nia Jax with the with the briefcase, and she fell down, she was able to pin her and all that. That was all. So I don't know. I see, if not Nia, I see Ronda Rousey going after Alexa Bliss, unless they do a fatal three-way, which would I'd be cool with that. We'll see where it goes. The men's Money in the Bank ladder match, man, these dudes went hella hard, all of them. You got Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens. The Glorious One, Bobby Roode, The Monster, Braun Strowman, The Miz, dumbass Rusev Day, Finn Balor, and then then we had The New Day, them three. They were awesome. Everybody did hard. But I think the one who took the hardest bump was when Braun Strowman threw Kevin Owens off the ladder, off one of the really big tall ladders. And he, this was outside of the ring, almost way up by the end of the stage, onto there were cardboard boxes, but painted black. That was awesome when he fell off. And Braun Strowman ended up winning the whole thing. But it was funny, though. Every time he climbed the ladder, he just looked scared. It just, those ladders didn't look very, very stable. And but he ended up winning. After he unhooked the briefcase, he holds it up, but then you could see the ladder shakes, and he kind of, it looks like he got a little nervous. But, hey, I would too. But it, overall, man, the pay-per-view was awesome. I hated Alexa Bliss as a champ again. I was happy that Braun Strowman won the Money in the Bank briefcase, and have no idea of when he's going to cash it in. But I don't know. We'll see. To me, I don't even think he needs the case. But hey, we'll see. Next pay-per-view, which was a couple weeks ago. I think it was a month ago when Money in the Bank was, but a few weeks ago we had Extreme Rules. I am going to tell you what I saw. I didn't see the whole thing because I was just so geared up and ready, trying to get ready for Comic-Con. The pre-show I didn't see, but I do want to go back and watch that because that was Sin Cara taking on Andre Kane Almas. And then they had the pre-show tables match with the New Day versus Sanity. Ugh, these are NXT guys. Okay. The first match, which was all right, it wasn't the greatest. Raw Tag Team Championship match. The Deltas of Worlds versus the B Team. That's Bray Wyatt, Woken Matt Hardy versus Bo Dallas, and what's his nuts? Curtis Axel. Bo Dallas, he's funny. I like him. But Curtis Axel, he's just a jobber. This match wasn't all that. The B team ended up defeating the Deleter of Worlds. Ended up taking them out, which I was mad about, but whatever. The next match, which I thought was stupid, Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin is in his little business attire, and he was out there wrestling. Stupid match. Finn Balor ended up winning, but it was just dumb. And this next one, it was a rematch, Carmella versus Asuka, and they had James Ellsworth dangling in the cage above the ring. Carmella ended up winning, and it was when they were in the ring doing what they do, it was awesome, but it was just the aftermath, which was stupid. This next match, I was really excited for, but I didn't like the outcome of it. The United States Championship match, Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Both of these guys go super hard. Nakamura ended up winning, and that is the last match that I saw. I still have the steel cage match of Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens to watch, and then the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, Team Hell No versus the Bludgeon Brothers, and then the Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley match, as well as, well, I guess they did a rematch, a championship street fight, Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss. Jeez Louise, there's a ton more matches I missed. Championship match, AJ Styles versus Rusev. And then the Iron Man match. Ooh, I can't look for it. I have no idea who won any of those matches that I didn't see, so it'll all be new to me. Iron Man match for the Intercontinental Championship title. Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler. Both of those guys are awesome. The Show Off and the Architect are going to be going at it, and you will get all that information next week after I watch it all.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Got anything else, sports?
That's it.
Okay. Go right on to Funko on the week in collecting. I'll start. We pretty much covered a lot of this in our daily wrap-ups, the things we found. For me, the Chicken Deadpool at the Treasure Truck. That was one of the big pickups at that FYE pop-up shop that Nez mentioned on our last wrap-up show. I picked up the Stinkor, which I was kind of, it was funny, I was texting you to ask you questions about it, and then I put on a video and pretty much everything got answered for me, that yes, they did mimic the smell, and to me, it came off more like a cleaning products air freshener. But I guess the original smell was patchouli, so I guess they've mimicked that for this one. But I feel like I need to keep him in a pop stack box just to make sure the stink is preserved for the future. But so yeah, and then just standard pickups, like I mentioned from the last Jedi Waves, Kythron Ollie, Caretaker, Page, Monster from Monster Hunter, got those really good deal, 4 for $35, so that was cool. And then on the way home, Target in Sacramento before we took off from there, found Sad Porg, and then last day of Hot Cash yesterday, picked up Luke Skywalker to complete the this new Last Jedi wave, and it's the Luke as he appears on the end of the film when he appears in the Vision on Crate. So there's that. And then I had the Hot Topic exclusive that I ordered in the mail. They actually arrived on the day we got back, so that was pretty good, because the initial estimate, they didn't have it coming till like a week from today, so it was nice to get those. But Nearly Headless Nick was one of them. Ron Swanson with the cornrows. Moaning Myrtle, Harry Potter, Glows in the Dark. Cad Bane from Star Wars, The Clone Wars. I actually already took a picture. What you can see is the back of him. I'm going to share an alternate view of that today. But Ahsoka and Cad Bane. Speaking of which, yeah, the Ahsoka. It was cool to pick that up at the con, the Her Universe booth. Signed by Ashley Eckstein, and it's cool because she signed Ashley Eckstein and Ahsoka Tano on it. So that was cool. That's the first pop in my collection that I actually have autographed. So, yeah, pretty cool for a first one. And like I said, it's an early release, too. This won't be in Hot Topic stores till later in August. So, yeah, it was nice to get that. And, yeah, did I pick up anything else besides Funko while at the con? On the way to the con, we actually stopped at a Hot Topic and used a Hot Cash on some of that Funko cereal, just like Nez got the you got the Friday the 13th one, right?
Yeah, that's the only one I got.
Right. Yeah, I got Cuphead and Mugman. And while I have yet to try it with Melt, because I messed up and didn't get that, we tried it. First morning of the con, and yeah, it was interesting. It was different. It didn't really compare anything to me. I guess had a few people say it tasted like Fruit Loops, right? Yeah, I guess so. There's that. I did at the Teen Titans screening. They gave us a little gift bag, and in that, we got a little like mystery mini character that you had to build, and I got Jinx. Who really wasn't featured in the film that much. I think it was in one scene in passing. The only reason I know the character, though, is because I got the pop as Toys R Us was closing. It was an exclusive to them. So I had the pop. Now I got the little mystery mini to go along with it. But, yeah, I guess that's all I did as far as Funko pickups. And I thought I picked up something else, but just looking around the room, I'm not seeing it, so... how about you, Nez?
Still tired, everybody. Azizu picked up a 3-pack Funko Pop from the last day or one of the last days of Toys R Us closing. I forgot to mention this on one of the last shows we did. If I did, I'm mentioning it again. I don't remember. But this is the new day. It was a Toys R Us exclusive. You could only get the 3-pack there. You could probably get it somewhere else now without the little Toys R Us sticker on it. That was the reason I got it. I wanted it is because it had the only at Toys R Us. And you guys all know Toys R Us is no longer with us.
Yeah.
So I guess they don't want us to be Toys R Us kids anymore. But we are still at heart, no matter what.
Yep.
No doubt. But it's got Big E, Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, awesome little three-pack. You can also buy them separately, but it's cool to have them all at one. And this is when they did the unicorn stuff, when they had the little unicorn headbands on. So that was pretty cool. Another pickup. I know I got one of these before, but I went back and got another one because this one's actually signed by Charles Band himself, Full Moon's feature guy who runs that. And this, I went and got, I think it was the last day of the con, another exclusive Laser Blast action figure. I got the con exclusive one, the glow in the dark one, and Charles Band signed it, so that was cool. And also, why I was there at the booth, actor Tim Thomerson was there. If you guys know him, he's been in a ton of movies, from Doll Man to Metal Storm, Iron Eagle, a ton of other movies. I don't know if I talked about this, but if I did, I'm doing it again. Trancers, I picked up that Blu-ray, and he also signed it, as well as Charles Band. Come to think of it, I think I did mention these already, but hey, one more won't hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned this one or not, but if I did, here it is again. I went back to Shout Factory for one last pickup, and I got the Steelbook of The Howling, directed by Joe Dante, and that's all that I got.
All right. Cool. I just wanted to mention, I don't know if we ever mentioned this on one of our wrap-up shows. I think it was when we were together on Saturday, looking for the photo ops. We went by the Hasbro booth, and to our surprise, it was actually open to the public. And even more surprising, they still had all three of their Star Wars exclusives available. The Rey and Kylo set that shot out mist and effects and light. It was $110, though, a little steep. They had the Afra 3-pack with the droids. They are releasing Afra alone in stores, so I definitely can't wait to pick up that one. I would have loved to have this 3-pack of the droids, but itself was $50. And then they had a Black Series Han with it that came with a Minok. That was $50. So it was tempting, and maybe I could have squeezed it out, but I was right on the fence on it, and so be it. But if any of you were after that, I know later in August they're going to put them up online. There's a good chance they still have a good amount left because they did not sell out at the con.
Speaking of action figures, I just got a message from a friend of the show, my buddy Robbie. You'll hear him on my Toys That Made Us show that's coming soon. But anyway, he sent me a picture of, you guys know me, you know I'm a huge Merciful Fate and King Diamond fan. Reaction, Super 7 is putting out a King Diamond action figure, if you know what Reaction is. It looks awesome. It's during the old 80s King Diamond era, and it's part of their Halloween series. I can't wait to get this. It's not coming out until August 1st, I believe. I think there's another. I don't know. I need to go on the Super 7 and see, but right now it just says August 1st for this King Diamond figure. Hopefully maybe I can shoot down to the store and pick it up then, but I don't know. We'll see. But, I'm a huge King Diamond fan, and I will definitely, get that, pick that up when it comes out. So I'm going to go on the site right now and look and see, what they got coming. Going to the booth, they had a ton of new figures coming out. As far as the alien figures and the He-Man stuff, and I mentioned to you that the He-Man Prince Adam was sold out. They started a Heavy Metal series, which I haven't picked that up. It's the Heavy Metal from the comic book series. Masters of the Universe Reaction figures. I think those are cool, but I'm not that big of a Masters of the Universe fan. I think the only one I do want out of looking at these figures is the Orko figure. I want to pick that one up. I'm not seeing anything. I meant to pick up the Misfits exclusive, but I forgot. They also had some Planet of the Apes one, but these ones are just regular figures. You don't need to get in the store or be at the con to get those. But I'm sure they had a ton of them left over. I don't think any of those figures sold out. I do want to get another Alien one, the coin one, the one I have, because I want to open it up and set it up on my desk. I opened up that other blind box one of the, what the hell was that alien called? The Dwarf Star was the one I got. There's four of them total in this new blind box series. So hopefully I can get those. But those were the ones, like I had said, that I'm going to open anyway, regardless, just because I got to see which ones they are. I'm not getting anything on the King Diamond Super 7 figures, so I don't know. But right now, it's coming out in a couple weeks, and I will be there to pick that up for sure.
Awesome. All right. I guess if that's it for collecting, we can move right on into Star Wars moment. We already covered the Return of the Clone Wars. I was thinking about that for this section, but I thought instead just speak more in general. Did you see the little trailer for Solo coming home on Blu-ray?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's mainly just footage we've seen, and you know, they're just talking about it's going to have, you know, all standard bonus stuff, and that's cool. But what's really worth seeing on it is if you see the very end of the trailer, there appears to what I think is an outtake. I don't think it was meant for the film, but Han and Chewie out in the snow, and Chewie tags, or Han tags Chewie with a snowball. So that's something definitely check out. That comes out at the end of September, I think September 25th. So there's that. And I also thought it would be fun just to tell you real quick about a couple of the books I picked up. I got signed while at the con. One of them, Ray Carson, she signed a copy of Solo's Most Wanted for me. And this one, it's just described as a young Han and Kira story, like before the events of the film. So I don't know that much about it, but definitely looking forward to checking that out. And the other one, I got signed, Tom Engelberger signed The Mighty Chewbacca in the Forest of the Fear. And you can tell this one is meant for a younger reader, but I just like that idea of K2SO and Chewbacca teaming up. I'll just give you the back of the book, what it says. Chewbacca the Wookiee thought he was on a boring cat-sitting job, but his true mission is much more dangerous. With the help of a young bounty hunter and librarian and a cargo droid who is actually undercover rebel spy, K2SO, Chewie must make his way through a bizarre forest filled with fear-causing mist, fight off deadly creatures, and recover a sacred book, and rescue his friend Han Solo. If anyone can do it, it's the mighty Chewbacca. So, yeah, like I said, it looks like it's meant for a younger reader, but still looks like it's a fun book. So, yeah, you got anything on the Star Wars angle?
Ah, nothing.
Oh, one more real quick, and this could almost count as like comics. Made one more stop before we left Sacramento that morning. We parted ways and went by A1 Comics there, and I finally picked up an issue I expected to actually see it at the con, and I didn't, but DJ Most Wanted, the one-shot, one-comic story of Benicio Del Toro's character from The Last Jedi. So I picked that up.
Picked up this Dr. Aphra 21. It has General Grievous on the cover. It's one of those Galactic Icons variants. That's pretty cool. And then just issues 3 and 4 of the Last Jedi comic adaptation. So I'm back caught up on that. And I think there's only 1, maybe 2 issues left of that till that's complete. So, yeah, on that note, I guess Star Wars moments at a wrap, and we'll just quickly do recommendations if you're ready for that.
Go ahead.
Okay. I am going to pick something. We didn't, look too much this week. We'll have a proper recommendations this week. This one's going to be right off the top of my head. I'm going to go in honor of Comic-Con. I may have recommended this only in the past few weeks, but why not again? Thor Ragnarok. I love this film. I can't see it enough. It's one of my favorite MCU films. Yes, it's rather new in the MCU, but man, I love this film. It's so funny. I love the action in it and the characters and the director. Taika Waititi. He had a pop that was just released, and I was ready to get it. I actually had it in the cart, and they had me in the line to check out, and then I got the message that it was sold out, and that was on Sunday after the con had ended for us. So that was a bummer. I would have loved to have that one, but it was almost impossible to get because you had to be on the minute it came out. And even then, like I said, for me, it didn't work out. But yeah, Thor Ragnarok. Probably my third time recommending it after seeing the film, and then once more in a random recommendation. But yeah, it's on Netflix right now, so yeah, enjoy it while you can. I'm pretty sure December 31st is the last day for all the Marvel, Disney, Star Wars stuff on Netflix before it goes to their new streaming service. So yeah, Thor Ragnarok, my movie this week. What you got?
I'm going to go with one of the movies I picked up, A Shout Factory. This is a movie, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it before, but this is a movie I had no idea this was in a steelbook, and I picked it up because it's one of my favorite films. This is 1985's Life Force, directed by Toby Hooper. A race of space vampires arrive in London and infect the populace. this movie is awesome. Just crazy effects, space vampires. You can't go wrong with that. And I love it. I'd seen it back when it came out and, never had it on DVD or Blu-ray. So I'm glad I finally picked it up and had no idea, there was going to be a steelbook for it. So awesome to have that in my collection.
Awesome. All right. Right on to my music selection of the week. I teased it earlier from the Teen Titans Go to the Movie soundtrack. The soundtrack is already out. It was out before the movie hit. But I'm going to go with upbeat, inspirational song about life. It's funny. And little did I know, because they played the song before while we were in screening, while we were just sitting in the theater, they were playing it. And then I heard it during the film. Heard it during the credits, then we went to the after party and heard it again, and it really does. It's one of those songs that gets in your head. It's a kind of a jokey song, like the movie in general. But of all people, it's Michael Bolton that's singing it. So makes it even more funny to think that he did that song for this movie. And when you see the movie, you'll know it, you'll hear it. It's an upbeat, inspirational song about life. So, yeah. That's what I got. How about you, Nick?
Michael Bolton, please. But anyway.
Yeah. But I know what you're thinking. It's something else, though. He, like, I don't know. I think lately he's been doing a lot more joke stuff. Like, wasn't he on that like Netflix like Christmas special that was like just full of jokes? Like, I don't think he's like a serious guy anymore. I think he's like actually more of a comedian.
I know he did that Office Space one when they were talking about him. They
right
spliced in his stuff into it, but yeah, well, whatever. If you listen to Michael Bolton, hey, more power to you. But no,
This one's funny. You don't even. Yeah, when you hear it, you'll know.
I don't like Michael Bolton, and I know I won't like it. So I'm going right to 1980. This movie was stupid and I hated it, but I love this song. This is from the Xanadu soundtrack, and this is Olivia Newton-John's Magic. This song just reminds me of being at my grandpa's house. I remember laying there trying to get up early in the morning, and the radio station that he listened to played like the hits, and this was one of them. So it just reminds me of waking up at my grandpa's house, and this song's cool. I mean, I like it. The movie was horrible if you've seen it. I couldn't even tell you what it's about, but yeah. Magic from Olivia Newton-John from the Xanadu soundtrack.
All right. And I guess on that note, unless you got anything else, it's just about time to get out of here for the week and almost time for you to hit the road, huh?
Yeah, I got to get to the airport pretty soon. But as far as from me, nothing else is going on. We're just tired still.
Yeah, recovering.
Now I got to get on a plane and do some more
stuff.
I'll tell you about all that on the next episode. But as far as that, man, I'm good. Family's good. We're just tired. Miss my little grandson. He's teething, so he's in his little crabby stage. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. And
thank you.
Yeah, all that. We'll see you guys next time.
Yep. Till next time. I got to start getting back to doing quotes at these, but everybody have fun, be safe, have a good one. Till next time, see you later, East Society.